News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
I am joined by Paddy Shields from Democrats Abroad to bring us up to speed on some of the stories you may not have seen and give analysis on some of those that you have. And where we'll start with one that must provide some level of hope to you, Paddy, is a schism between Donald Trump and the news network set up originally to support the Republicans, Fox News.
I know. It's hard to believe that there's trouble in paradise, but happy to see it. You know, I think Trump and Fox have built quite a symbiotic relationship, but Fox also is an entertainment network that has to speak to its viewers. And I think there are a lot of things going on, especially with the economy, that are disturbing them. So, you know, him kind of coming out against Bill Maher and Hakeem Jeffries and some of the interviews that have been going on there doesn't surprise me at all. He doesn't like what they're talking about, which has to do with the kitchen table issues that are going to cause him and his candidates and his party some trouble as we get into the midterm elections.
And he's saying that their choice of guests, that they are making a huge mistake by having on Democratic congresspeople and voices of the apparent left, like Bill Maher, though that may be pushing it. He says you could listen to Fox News all day long, absolutely devour it. But then when you hear sleaze bags being listened to without any pushback or competent rebuttal from an anchor, and the entire common sense dialogue that has been going on all day at Fox is completely obliterated. Presumably he would need to be careful, though, because Fox News was instrumental in getting him to where he now is.
Yeah, 100%. And the people that vote for him, like I have relations that are, you know, Fox News stalwarts. I mean, they put it on and it is on 24/7. It is the background of how they go about their day. So, you know, that network reminding everyone about the cost of living, gas prices, you know, that's going to resonate. And I do think that they might need to find a common ground, or again, this is just going to be a hurdle for him getting into the midterms.
Meanwhile, the Democrats are still casting around for a star onto whom they can hitch their wagon. Any likelihood, any sign of who that might be?
In terms of the presidential election?
In terms of general leadership for the party, leading the dialogue and the fight of resistance against the Republicans and against Donald Trump, and possibly being a Republican or a Democratic candidate.
Yeah, there's some really interesting things going on. I think the biggest election coming up, the California governor's race, is really interesting. You know, with the Eric Swalwell dropping out, there's five Democrats vying for the primary there. You know, I think we're going to continue to hear from a lot of Democratic governors. I think there's a possibility of someone coming to the forefront there. But I think there's a lot of frustration with the Democratic Party in terms of the congressional representation and where those voices have been. So, again, I think the primaries are very interesting and going into the midterms. I would not call a presidential candidate at this point, but there's a lot of movement.
Closer to home, reports that supermarkets are taking extra security measures to prevent shoplifting of meat.
It's insane, right? They're putting tags on meat that are literally to deter people from stealing, I guess, a steak or a leg of lamb. But I think it's very interesting that these tickets were first discovered in South Dublin. So I also think the demographics of where they're testing this out. I live in Wicklow. I have not seen these stickers yet, but what is that saying about South Dublin?
Well, this spring, when you had legs of lamb going for 45 and 50 quid, I was seeing security tags on in our local supermarkets just here to prevent people walking out. I suppose it's very tempting to try to sneak a leg of lamb out of a shop if it's worth 50 quid.
Yeah, it's getting warmer, though. So I think if you walk into a shop with a big jacket on, people might give you an eye. It's hard to steal a leg of lamb.
I spoke to a shopkeeper once who told me she pursued a woman down the street and she had chased her for about 75 yards when eventually the woman stopped and released a frozen turkey from between her knees. She had been running, clutching a turkey between her knees. Like, that's good going.
That is good going.
Mortgage holders are in a race apparently to fix home loan rates ahead of an interest spike.
Yeah, that's a, you know, listen, everyone is trying to get their finances in order. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty with the ECB and what's going to be going on. There's a new Fed chair coming in. So Jerome Powell is leaving the Fed this week, I believe, with Kevin Warsh coming in. So there's going to be a lot of resets in terms of, you know, inflationary and mortgage rate levels. And I think people are feeling the crunch and they're wanting to jump in before everything goes up.
And finally, to wrap us up, we'll return to politics. One Labour minister warning cabinet, topple Keir Starmer today or I will. Coming under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you know, the political system in a lot of countries are being greatly affected by this kind of groundswell of frustration with the governments listening to the will of the people. So it'll be interesting. They're saying Keir Starmer needs to give the speech of his life today to save himself. And, you know, I think there's going to be a few U.S. politicians looking at the same.
And Nigel Farage, of course, continuing to position himself as Prime Minister in waiting. Thank you so much for coming in, Paddy. Paddy Shields, of Democrats Abroad. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.